This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I am a certified financial planner professional. I've been practicing for the last 18 years, and I have been in the financial services business for the last 28 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients every single day of the business week, and sometimes in the evenings, on weekends, you name it, we talk with our clients all the time. Any opportunity we get, we'd love to do it. And recently, Financial Times named our financial advisory firm, Money Matters, one of the top 300 financial advisory firms in the United States.
Wow!
And you know what? Without our clients, there would be no wow. So we thank all of you guys listening right now. And those of you who are not clients, I love you too. I'm so thankful that you're listening to the show. And you could be a client too. All you have to do is go to our website. It is moneymatters.net. And you can click on Meet with an Advisor, or you can go to one of our seminars, learn more about us, and hopefully that journey will bring you to becoming a client. We'd love to have you. One of the most common things that we talk about with our clients, because we work with people that are, retiring soon, kind of in that demo, is Social Security. And one of the biggest things that you want to be cognizant of is how Social Security benefits are taxed, okay? Because there's all kinds of ways that they take back your Social Security. Okay. One way is that if you're working, they have all these rules about, you know, you make so much, they take back so much. They just don't want you to get it, basically, is what it is. But once you do get it, guess what? Now they're going to tax it to death. Okay. So they kind of get you coming and going. So I'm going to go over with you the rules of Social Security and how it's taxed. And, you know, one of the questions that I ask, we ask at our seminars is, how many of you know how to calculate a number called your provisional income when it comes to taxation of your Social Security? And, usually maybe one or two people in the room raise their hands. You know, it's like practically no one knows this. It's like this mysterious formula. But if you know the formula, armed with that information, you can beat it if it is at all possible. So the Social Security provisional income is basically you take all of your sources of income, all right? So your capital gains, your dividends, your wages, your, you name it. It's everything that's on the front page of your tax return, basically. It's your adjusted gross income. And then you add to that your tax-free income. So if you have municipal bonds, you count that too, okay? So you count in all of your tax-free income. You add it all together, you get a big number. Now, if that number is between $32,000 and $44,000, they will tax 50% of your Social Security benefits. And if it is over $44,000, they will tax 85% of your Social Security. Yes, indeed. It is a bad deal. But you know what? There are ways of beating that, okay? You need to look at your investments and how much you're getting in capital gains and dividends and income. And so there are ways that you can structure yourself to reduce or eliminate that altogether. Now, for some of you, that's not possible, all right? You have more than $44,000 of income, and it ain't going to happen. But at least you can maybe reduce it from 85 to 50%. All right, so here's what I want you to do. Go to our website. It's moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net. And there's a link you can click on that says Meet with an Advisor. All right, if you click on that, put your info in there, then what we'll do is we'll call you to schedule a time to visit. And what we want to do is we want to help you to develop your retirement financial plan. Okay, so we want to look at Social Security for sure. And if you're going to be taxed on it, and we can help you to avoid that, we want to show you how to do that. We also want to talk about your 401k, your diversification. We want to talk about when should you take your Social Security, your estate planning, your investments, all that stuff. Everything that that you're interested in talking about, we want to help you to devise a plan to help you with your retirement. Okay, so if you want to take advantage of that, you can go to our website, moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net, and it is at no charge or obligation. If we can help you, fantastic. And if we can't, we will part friends. Okay? So either way, no problem.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
I believe it is indeed that. So go to moneymatters.net find and click on Meet with an Advisor, and we'll look forward to seeing you there. Now, if you don't want to come in directly and meet with an advisor, you can go to one of our seminars. We have seminars near you, and I'll tell you the number one reason why you should go to a seminar. Forget the fact that we're going to talk about Social Security, or we're going to talk about your retirement plans and diversification and how much money you need and all that. We're going to talk about that. But you know what's really important? At the seminar, we will have our now world-famous oatmeal raisin and chocolate chunk cookies waiting for you. And folks, these cookies are 1 inch thick. They are 6 inches in diameter. They are a meal in and of themselves. We make them with those yellow, plump, juicy raisins. We put cinnamon in the batter. You will go to cookie heaven, and you'll learn about your finances. So go to the seminar just for the cookies. MoneyMatters.net is the website for all of the above. MoneyMatters.net. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about why you should buy and hold, not. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Moray.